The program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. How nice to have you this Wednesday morning. God is real, and His attributes are awesome and wonderful to think about. I read in James chapter 2 today, verse 17. James 2:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. There is no shadow of turning. Only that which is good comes from God, because God is infinite in moral goodness and perfection. He is the essence of perfection and goodness. In Mark chapter 10, one time Jesus was approached. This one came running to him, and in Mark 10, verse 17 and 18, we read, "And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running, and kneeled to him, and asked him, Good Master, what shall I do, that I may have eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God." There is none good but one, and that is God. Yes, the Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Romans, chapter 3, when he said in verse 10, "There is none righteous, no, not one," referring to man. And in verse 23, "All have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And again in the book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 18, the Apostle Paul wrote, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not." So the rich young ruler came running to Jesus, and he thoughtlessly said, "Good Master, what must I do to have eternal life?" And Jesus said, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God." Now, Jesus is not disavowing deity for himself. Some would say he's saying, "I'm not God." What Jesus is doing is just the opposite here. He says to this rich young ruler, "Why do you call me good master?" It seems like the young ruler had thoughtlessly thrown these words out and really hadn't thought about what he said. By calling Jesus good master, he was attributing deity to Jesus. And he would have to believe in the deity of Jesus to live up to the great challenge that Jesus would confront him with, that he would sell his property and give to the poor and come follow him. So he would have to believe in Jesus, in his deity, that he indeed was the good master. He was God, or he would not do that which he would be challenged by the Lord to do. Yes, God can be seen in Jesus, and God is the essence of goodness and perfection. He is the essence of truth and righteousness, as we consider his awesome and wonderful attributes. I know the writer in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, as he wants to ascribe greatness unto God, he says in Deuteronomy 32, verse 4, "He is the rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth, without iniquity, just and righteous is he." And Psalms 31, verse 5 says, "God is truth." We only have to turn to such scriptures as Titus chapter 1 and verse 2 in the New Testament, and of course other places too. It says, "God who cannot lie." God is truth. God is righteousness. God is goodness. There is no shadow of turning in reference to good things coming from God, because he is the essence of goodness and perfection. Truth and righteousness are all in him. And therefore, when we think about God, we think about his character. We can say that the character of God constitutes the law of the universe. When we think about right and wrong, we think about the character of God, just who God is, and how that this character of God is to be reflected in his creation. So the character of God constitutes the law of the universe, because God is infinite in moral goodness, perfection, truth and righteousness, and all these wonderful things. And of course, there are great truths to be looked into and how we should respond to the reality of these attributes of God in our own lives personally. That is our truth for today. And thank you for listening.